face to face, the UN Secretary General meeting one of the architects of the war on Gaza. Foreign Minister Zippy Livni's government has defied the UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire. Instead, Israel has intensified the onslaught. Mr. Secretary General, you've come here to talk peace, yet the fighting seems to be intensifying. Are you worried? The UN Secretary General wasn't answering questions as he arrived in Tel Aviv. He'd only just heard about the attack on the UN compound 71 kilometres south in Gaza City. But later, though, as Foreign Minister Livni looked on, he had strong words of condemnation.
I conveyed my strong protest and outreach to the Defence Minister and the Foreign Minister and demanded a full explanation.
Foreign Minister, why does this war have to go on? What have you achieved, or what are you achieving on the ground this week that you weren't achieving last week, other than many more deaths, many of them civilians and children?
Thank you. Israel, we are doing our own assessments on a daily basis. And according to this assessment, we need to decide when to stop. The goals of this operation were to change the equation that was there before the operation. And Hamas, for the first time, understands that Israel is not going to live anymore or in a region in which the bullies controls the flames.
Is it going to end soon?
According to our daily assessment, we'll decide when this is going.
Will it be soon?
Next question from the Israeli press.
She may not be saying it in public, but according to the Israeli media, Foreign Minister Livni is arguing in private that it's time now for a ceasefire. The same goes for the Defence Minister Ehud Barak. Both are contenders to be Prime Minister in the forthcoming general election. However, the one man who's not running for office, the outgoing Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, is said to want to intensify the offensive. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Tel Aviv.